Blog Talk Radio. I bet the neighbors know my name.
It's Todd Longino. Todd Longino. Radio will never be the same. Talk with Todd. It's all hosted by Todd Longino, the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Who that? Who that?
It's Todd.
Who that? Who that?
It's Todd.
Who that? Who that?
It's the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Hey, who that? Who that?
You've
been waiting for Todd Longino. Blog Talk Radio.
Men, make sure you're around for your families. Get the test you need at the doctor. Disease can be detected early and treated. For a list of medical tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm home, and I love
Over a million Americans at risk of foreclosure have been helped by Making Home Affordable. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE.
I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The new platinum voice of Blog Talk Radio.
Talk with Todd.
Oh, Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Talk with Todd show right here on Blog Talk Radio. For more information, log on to the official website where you can catch all my interviews. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter at talkwithtodge.com, all right? My guest hails from Fort Wayne. She got a new single coming out called Freaky Side with Lil Zane. And this song, exactly what it is. It's Freaky Side. I mean, it's uncut, raw, and she's here to talk to you about that and everything else she has going on. Welcome to the show, Black Widow.
Well, hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it. Now, let's talk about Freaky Side. When I first heard this record, I said, okay, I click play and I'm sitting back listening. And as you said, and we're going to play this at the end of the show, but my attention, you know what I mean? My attention span was, I was like, I think the first five lines, if not even sooner, I just stopped everything I was doing. I said, what'd she just say? And I rewinded it. I said, oh, I said, she's not playing. You know, and it reminded me of that Too Short and Lil' Kim song off the Booty Call soundtrack. It's killing the lyrics are like, you know, outdoing that Do It joint with LL back in the day. I mean,
uh-huh.
I was like, wow, man, she's talking about freaky for real. So I need you to just go right into it and talk about Freaky Side. What was the reason for the concept? Is this, you know, who Black Widow is? How did you come up, you know, how did you and Lil Zane hook up? Because we actually haven't heard him for a while. So how did that happen? You know, just talk about Freaky Side.
Well, Freaky Side. Actually, first off, me and Zane, actually, you know, Facebook, I guess, is our best friend. Actually, I met his manager actually on Facebook. I didn't know who he was at the time. He was just somebody I just befriended. I'm like, okay, you know, send your friend request, yada, yada, yada. Then I kept seeing, like, Zane on his wall all the time. I'm like, oh, okay. So he must think of saying he was Zane's manager and all this other stuff. And I put a lot of music on my wall and things of that nature. And they, you know, was like, oh, wow. Like, okay. Then he was asking me, you know, did I remember Zane and all this stuff. Like, yeah, of course, I remember Lil Zane. I probably was watching Fighting Temptations around that time. But anyway, right now, you know, Fighting Forrester. I'm like, yeah, I know Zane, okay. So they were like, you know, hey, Zane make you hot. Zane, you know, think you hot. So I'm like, oh, okay, wow. So I sent up some stuff, and it was pretty much was on from there. You know, it was like, wow, okay. So he said, you know, let's do a track together. And that was basically, so, you know, I have a track that I was working on. I was like, I had the track. When I'm hearing the track, I'm like, well, I can't come real hard on this. It was a sexy kind of beat is what I heard. That's what I got from it. Sexy, freaky. Oh, I was like, if we can just bring back that old school, you know, that, like you were saying, you know, the LL or whatever, or Kim and Too Short or Kim and 50, whatever, just bring that back to the forefront. And I was like, okay. But the hook he came up with the hook. He brought the hook up, and it was like, wow, because I was just writing. I ain't even had no hook. I'm just writing freaky stuff. I ain't had no hook to it. I'm just writing. And he sent it back, and, you know, it was like, and there was the hook. So we called it Freaky Side, and it just went, it just got even freakier from there. So, you know, I was like, okay, let me go back and change some lyrics. We're going to be Freaky Side, so let's just make it real freaky. So that's pretty much quickly how that really came about. And we just, you know, just put it out. It was like, wow, let's see what happens.
Now, so I'm a big fan of hip-hop. You know, that is like my main genre of music. You won't really find an R&B CD or a jazz CD laying around in the car anywhere. You know, I'm a real fan of hip-hop. So I pay attention to lyrical content thoroughly. And I'm a visionary.
Okay.
You know
okay,
where I'm going with this, right?
Okay. Right, okay.
So when I sat down and I actually listened to his verse, was tight. But I'm forget that right now. We're talking about your verse, the first verse. I'm trying to tell you, I stopped everything I was doing because I heard something about, I don't even want to quote it, you know. I don't even want to quote it. I'm going to let them hear it when we play it at the end of the show. I'm going to let them check it out. So, you know, that's going to be hot. People are going to be, when did that
Thank
record
you.
Release? And is it going to be a video for it?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was talking to Zane today. We're talking about a video, getting together for a video, an actual video, a real nice high-res video, where we're going to go with it. Yeah, for next month. But, yes, actually, we're hooking up actually later on to talk about that, about the video. But, yes, definitely a video coming your way. You're definitely going to hear more about the song because, like I said, you know, it's like you're saying, hip-hop, not too hip-hop-ish, but I like hip-hop, and I like lyrical content. It just things that make you be like, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
because so,
I don't
know
if you meant what you said, but I tell you what, you're gonna your Facebook friend list is going to shoot up 90% after this release.
Yeah, so.
And I'm
so,
mad.
Yeah,
I'm on your Facebook. I'm on your Facebook now, and I'm mad that you do not have a profile pic for this fan page. We got to talk about this.
Oh, really? Oh, you on my face? Okay, you know what? I'm going to, yeah, what is up there? My logo is up there, I think, so it's up there.
Yeah, for music.
Bam. I'm going to change that before the show. I'm going to change. That way, when you look back there, bam, they're going to have a picture. I'm going to change that in just a second. Mm-hmm, I sure. Thank you for pointing that out.
You're welcome. Not a problem. Hey, you know what's funny? I have so many friends on Facebook. I didn't even realize we were already friends.
Wait,
I'm on your.
We are.
Yep.
Are you on my personal?
Yep. That's
okay.
Funny.
That
is funny.
Is funny. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, maybe you want to. Maybe you say hello. Can you put hello on the wall?
Trust me, you're going in the favorites.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I do have some pics up there that finally I need to take down. but you know.
All right, let's get to some more let's get to some more questions going on here. Now you could, born and raised in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Now we all know that being from Indiana. It's hard to get that recognition for being an artist. There's a lot of struggle involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
How was you able to overcome that? And talk a little bit about that, overcoming some of the challenges being from Indiana, especially, you know, being from Fort Wayne and coming out as a female artist. And then talk about the company that you have that's representing females right now.
Okay. Well, it's not as hard as it used to be. That's one thing. It's for anybody. Everybody rapping now. Everybody can rap. It's not as hard as it used to be. Thanks to this new technology, this internet thing is really something. Once you sit down and actually see how many people you can just reach just by sitting there being on the internet or different sites or what have you. But that mainly makes it easier for me. And I have a lot of Fort Wayne love already as far as a fan base, so, and they believe in my music and they love my music and you know, they feel, you know, hey, you know, as a female, you got it, you know, do your thing. So makes it a lot easier. So now I would say really like where people are saying where you're from, I really don't think you can really use that as an excuse anymore as far as, you know, I'm here. And I'm not looking at it as, you know, the reason I can't do this is because I'm here in Indiana. I'm not using that as no excuse. I mean, to me, I think it's very quite simple. To me, I think it's very quite simple. It's just the hard part is when it comes to putting money to invest in yourself for good promoters, because you can be here in Indiana and have a high promotion team out of Atlanta, Chicago, New York, or whatever, getting the word out there for you. So as of today, it's very, very, very simple. Very easy. If you apply yourself and put yourself around the right people, you'll be pretty much good to go. And pretty Hustlers Entertainment, that's one thing that we had started up, mainly for women. And it's not just for women from here. It's just women with talent from all over, all genres. It really didn't matter, just as a doorway to Hollywood, we'll say, or doorway to the industry. That's how I wanted to be, because men and female, yeah, I mean, they expect a lot, and, you know, for you to hold your own, and some want to see you fall, want you to be able to depend on somebody, as you know, or to say, I told you so, you know, as far as being a woman. But I think, you know, I really have an advantage. I mean, the industry, as far as female MCs, I mean, it's really, I can't really say it's saturated. You know, I can say I don't really, as an artist, really, I don't really listen to too many male rappers that really grasp my attention anymore. I'm still in a lot of old stuff, but, yeah, I'm doing a lot of old stuff. Today, right now, not too many male MCs that really get my attention.
So who do you have, who's your top five right now male rap artists that you do listen to?
Top five male, Ludacris, Lupe Fiasco, Brother Lynch, huh?
Wow, you still listen to Brother
Lynch? Yes, I'm on Brother Lynch, huh?
You are showing your age. You still listen to Brother Lynch?
Brother Lynch. Kanye, I'm still with him, even though I'm still with Kanye.
Okay, you gotta be with Kanye.
Yeah, that's pretty much about it. I'm really on.
Okay, now Black Widow. Let's talk about the name. Now it's creative. It's different. How did you come up with this name, and what does it mean for you and represents for you?
You know, that's it. I didn't give myself that name. That name was given to me by an old producer of mine. And I got it because I used to battle rap on the time. And, you know, it was like, oh, she's eating them up, you know. She's just eating them up. And, like, you just killing them. And that's just how it started. Like, oh, you just a widow. You just mating with them and you just kill them off, you know, whether it's male, female. And then they just started calling me Widow. It's just Black Widow. They go to Black Widow. And black is my favorite color. You know, I've been chaining some black. So, but that's another story. But anyway. Black, and I love black. It's like, so Widow, they go Miss Widow, they go to Widow. So it's Black Widow. So it came to me. Nothing that I thought of myself. It just came from producers and people and crowd reactions and things of that nature.
Okay. Now, the new project coming up. Give us is there a title for the upcoming album, a release date, and
the title of it is It's Pretty Hustling. That's the name of the title. Actually, it's also a song, which is going to be, it's ridiculous. Can't wait to get that one out there too. But yeah, it's Pretty Hustling, and that's the name of the album. And so I have few more songs need to be getting done. There's not really a set date on the release date right now. And I really didn't want to put a date on it because I don't like to rush greatness. So I will say soon. When I say soon, I'm talking a month or two. I'm not talking next year sometime. It'll be this year, but I just really don't know when. I haven't put a date on it yet because I want to make sure it's not perfect, of course, at least close to being perfect. And plus, I work with a lot of other artists as well. So,
okay. So, who do you have any particular artists that you want to work with, that you're going to work with on this project, and any particular producers?
Are we talking like on this project or in the future?
Yeah.
On this one, actually, I probably got the cream of the crop, I'll say, as far as production. Shout out to Spider, the wise musician. He actually has done a lot of stuff for Bun B and Mystical, and I think he's doing stuff with Gucci Mane. But he's off the meters as far as production. I mean, and you'll hear him talk once you hear the half. Actually, he did for you guys. So that's Spider. Lin Q from X Clan, which used to be Isis. She's on the album. I got the Sacktown Queen. I don't know if you know anything about Marvelous, but she's on the album. And we're going nutty on that one. And me and Zane, we have two. And I'm trying to actually reach out to Devin the Dude, but we'll see how that turns out. But then I got the Pretty Hustle, which is my squad, which is all female squad, six deaths. That's another story.
You are funny. Freaky Side, Black Widow, featuring Lil Zane. We're gonna play the record at the end of the show. Log on to DeadTalkWithTaz.com. If you're just now tuning in, you want to catch the beginning portion of this interview with Black Widow, straight out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, coming to shed new light in hip hop from the woman's point of view. Says she doesn't listen to too many male artists, and now we want the fans to know, the listeners to know, what can they expect from the Black Widow album? What is going to be things they're going to get to know from you?
Well, they are for sure, if not more, going to get their money's worth. And I want to bring back into where you can just put iPod, MP3, CD, whatever. You can just put it in and just let it play. And we ain't got to buy no, I want this sister song, you know, 99-cent download for this one. The whole album, from beginning to end.
So you're saying the whole album is going to be, I'm not going to have to press fast forward, I ain't going to want to skip down three, four, five.
Not one time.
You're bringing a classic.
Yes, that's what I'm bringing. I'm bringing a classic. Thank you. That's what I've been saying. That's what I'm bringing. I'm bringing a classic. Yes, this is going to be banging 50, 60, 70 years from now. Yes.
Okay, now, is outside of Facebook, which I'm on the personal page right now. yeah, and aside from the, give your Facebook, give your Twitter, and if you have the official website or somewhere on the web, they can go and check some music out. Give that as well.
Okay, yes, and Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter. That's @OnlyBlackWidow. That's just spelled out the regular way. Only Black Widow is where you find me out on Twitter. My website, which is not done. We have not published it yet, but it is up and coming. I promise you, it's under construction right now, but that's just prettyhustlersent.com. prettyhustlersentertainment.com. And that is where you actually be able to hear more of music of me and who I am and what I have to offer and other artists that sit down with me and things of that nature. But yes, but Twitter is where you can find me. Facebook, what? Black Widow.
Okay. Now I was going to ask you what the Twitter was. Is it Black Widow?
Only Black Widow.
Only Black Widow. Okay.
Yes.
Now, is there any shows coming up, tours that we need to know about for Black Widow coming up shortly?
Yes. I'm actually on my way, or will be in Atlanta this weekend and next week for some things down there. And I do have a tour that got put off for the Summer of Some tour. And actually that picks back up here in October. And Halloween, yeah, Phoenix, Arizona, I'll be out that way for the Godfather, the grand opening for the Godfather's Club. That's Halloween weekend. As far as the tour is concerned, they're still building up cities. I do know Los Angeles and Texas and Dallas is etched in stone. They're actually putting some other stuff together as far as that. But, yes, definitely be posted, and that's where you can definitely follow me on Twitter or on Facebook and actually get the dates, times, and location.
All right. The Black Widow on Talk with Todd show. Still got me kind of speechless. Guys, check her out on Facebook and Twitter. We're going to play the song here with Lil Zane, Freaky Side, and it trust me, when it holds its name. All right, we're going to play that for you here in a second. Now, I'm telling you guys, when you hear the first, I think it's like the first 5 to 10 lines, you're going to, what did she say again? You're going to go back. You're going to go back. So, this is her fault. She did this, right? She recorded it. She wrote it. Y'all check it out when we play the song here in a second. Now, outside of the new record and the movement that you have, what else should people know about Black Widow?
That Black Widow is here to change the game, game changer. No more that the uniform, same old same. Turn the radio, same old same. Everybody sound the same. I'm here to save you all. for actual real music lovers who actually love music. That's what I'm doing, and I'm pretty much guaranteed that you will like, the world will like, a majority of the world will like what I have to offer, what we have to offer. All I'm asking for is a chance. That's all. Just give me a chance. That's it.
All right, well, that's Black Widow right here on the Talk with Todd show on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, log on today at talkwithtodge.com for this interview and more interviews, pictures, and videos, and follow me on Twitter, Talk with Todd, Facebook, like the fan page, Talk with Todd, and, like I said, here in a second, we're going to play Freaky Side, Black Widow, featuring Lil Zane. All right, so y'all stay tuned for that. And Black Widow, I want to thank you. Now, actually, I just realized something. We're not friends on Facebook because I had to add you, and I didn't realize your Facebook page is in private, so I thought we was already connected, but I just went ahead and added you and everything. But I want to thank you for taking time out, coming on to the show, and explaining the Freaky Side.
Thank you. Yeah, the Freaky Side is gonna be something special in the club. That's right. Don't get caught while it's playing in the club. And you with that girl, you with the dude. I'm not responsible. I'm not responsible for what happens after you heard the track, after the clip. I don't know.
Well, I want to thank you once again for coming on the show. Take care out there. Once again, thank you, everybody, for listening to the Talk of Todd show right here on Blog Talk Radio with Black Widow. Freaky Side featuring Lil Zane coming up next. Y'all stay tuned right there. And like I always say, love each other. Take care of one another. Good night. God bless. Take care.
Hey, baby.
Let go.
It was sparked to my head. That little thing. When I ain't even fought with this distance. Must have heard what he was missing. What did you know? You better speed all over your lino and fuck all of your friends. It's like your boss, like your bitch. Yeah, you heard right. Nobody fucked on with you now. Fuck it, you need bitches. All she'll do is keep your dick on. So, come on, Zane. Got this on my depot. Place your bets and watch it. Comes back to you face info. Info? Info? Damn, I got this info. I toss the salad for the show. Then turn around and deep throw. I'll lick you in your ear. Can you hear me loud and clear? Slip in the car. Let me give you head while you sleep. Then you can lick me now. Or you can lick me later. Watching my paper like a baby in an incubator. Who wants to fuck the specimen? With no protection. I make elephants get direction. Split me like a C-section.
I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put some heat inside. How you feeling all weak inside? Keep speaking, stop, baby, take it now. I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put some heat inside. How you feeling all weak inside? Keep speaking, stop, baby, take it now. I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put some heat inside. How you feeling all weak inside? Keep speaking, stop, baby, take it now. I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put some heat inside. How you feeling all weak inside? Keep speaking, stop, baby, take it now.
You hotter than a sauna. We do anything you wanna. I got chauffeurs, I got runners. Patron and marijuana. Take a sip and light this gun. Use your phone and take my number. You can kick it like a punter. Freaking for the night until the sun. Now you're licking, clicking, sucking. Did you know who you fucking with? I barely even touched it and already got you busted. Imagine when I'm crushing. Slowly, don't be rushing. Trust me when I'm thrusting. Your ass
playing Dougie, but I dug in it. Feel good to you, doesn't it? I'm a thug, so baby, I'm thugging it. I let you call me by my government. And while I count this cash, dump that ass, make it touch the ground. Watch that pussy open when it's wet and make that cushion sound. Lick me up, lick me down, up and down, round and round. Love how you get down, like a movie, it's a walk of town. Word to Corleone, girl, it's on once I get you home. First you give me dome, then we bone, I wanna hear you roll. I wanna see your freaky style, I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside? You see your style, baby, stay inside. I wanna see your freaky style, I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside? You see your style, baby, stay inside. I wanna see your freaky style, I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside? You see your style, baby, stay inside. I wanna see your freaky style, I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside? You see your style, baby, stay inside.
So I see you talking all that shit.
You know what,
huh?
Mom always told me, the three sides to every story.
Well, here I am, nigga.
I've seen your good side and I've seen your bad side.
Face.
Now I think it's time for you to show me your freaky side.
So what is it that you wanna do?
I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside? You sleep inside, baby, take it now. I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside? You sleep inside, baby, take it now.
Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.